Let me just tell you right now, if you are someone that's looking for a wholesome connection whereby you're okay, I've been talking about this on my blog for about a year now, because I started to discover a lot of things about myself. And you know, as I'm getting on this self-discovery journey, it's just a lot of things are unraveling and I'm getting to know myself more every day. And while I'm quite shocked about some things, somewhere along my journey I learned that wanting love and validation and needing human connections is something that's very, very natural, and it's a human thing, it's very normal. And I guess I grew up in an environment whereby I wasn't allowed to feel these things, so I grew up really, really lacking. And you know what happens when you grow up like that, you start to look for validation in other things. And then now I'm realizing that all these feelings that I want can only come from within, for me to feel like I'm receiving them at all. And that's a topic for another day, but I was saying something. So if you're someone who's craving this kind of attention and realness and friendship and human connection and an emotional connection with someone or with different people, please, 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 if someone keeps saying that they are emotionally unavailable, please just avoid them. Listen to them, please trust them and hear them out. Because, you know, I keep saying that I go through these things so that I can have something to tell you guys, so that maybe you can understand them the way Mimi, I'm understanding them. So, or you can get to understand things better with me along the way as go through these things, so that you don't have to. No, hopefully, ukisikiza hizi podcast zangu, you can sit down and think about if you want to try maybe and do things differently. Because I know experience is the best teacher, but I don't know, maybe kukwa tu na marking scheme, place to neza compare notes is always a good thing. Because one of the reasons I started this podcast is for the relatability, because I just want to tell stories about the things I go through, and then we can talk about it. Because I realized easy situations are zikwangi isolated, and in sharing my stories and my experiences, it makes it easier for other people to get to, you know, navigate their own situations in their own ways, and maybe we can compare notes. But something that's been helping me, I haven't been in therapy of late. Kusema tu kweli, I feel like my life has been very, very chaotic. And something else that I've really been very, very grateful about is the fact that sijakuwa na time ya kukua in therapy, because my life has been, you know, up and down. Work is really, really hectic. It's very, very crazy. I'm always consistently very, very exhausted. I feel like I'm just in this loop where I'm constantly needed to do something or be somewhere or show up in some way. And I've been trying to rest, but then you see, it doesn't leave me much time to do everything else that I want to do that's not work related, and it's just been a bit crazy for me. But I will give you guys an update on how I've been. And something that's been, I've been very grateful, is that although I've not been able to be in therapy, I've been on a lovely panel on Citizen TV every Tuesday morning on the Daybreak Show, where we talk about social issues and just, you know, things that are happening in the society, especially in relationships, in all sorts of relationships, by the way. So, and I've been learning so much from this panel, because everyone there is like a guru at what they do. And it's very, very beautiful to get to hear different perspectives and different opinions and just thought processes behind, you know, human behavior and things like that. It's been such a beautiful experience for me to just get to learn from these beautiful people. Shout out to Shazmin Bank, Willis Raburu, CJ Atemo, and Shatta, Shatta Boy. It's really been helping me because I've been learning so many things on the show that it's been putting me to test. And I've been having to apply these things and zimekuwa zikiwak. So let's talk about that. A short update on how I've been before we talk about emotionally unavailable people. In this episode, I chose that topic because it's something that I realize I've been settling for a lot, because I think I have this hero complex where I feel like I can change people. And it's something that I've been trying to work on a lot because, well, I can't say right now I'm in a space where I feel like I ever want to change people or fix them or whatever. It's just that I've been trying to understand why I still settle for such situations when I know the outcome and I know that they're never going to end up with me happy or me getting what I want because of so many things that we're going to talk about. But it's just important to me that I share with you guys what I've learned along the way, and then you should be sure to send me all your feedback. By the way, thank you so much for always commenting on my stuff and just talking to me and sending me DMs and everything. It might take time for me to reach back out, but I promise you I see them and I see the love and I see the feedback. I see everything you send me. Thank you so much. I will take time to just respond to everyone. Kuna wale wenye nishafikia, kuna wale bado sijafikia, but please don't ever feel like you can't ask me questions or you can't share with me your experiences. I'd love to learn as well, and I'd love to hear your opinions and everything. So how have I been since the last time I recorded a podcast? Well, I think something I've been noticing is that, I don't know if it's gonna be corny, but I'm also learning to celebrate my wins, whether they're small or whether I think they're wins to me and they don't look like wins to everyone else. And something that's been happening for me is that I've realized more people have been recognizing me in the streets. I mean, like, I'm probably sure they watch the show on Citizen TV and they see my face and they smile at me and they're nice. You know, kitambo, I think people used to see me and they're like, I know this girl, but I don't know where I know her from, you know. And then, so they really, really stare. But now, you know, guys are a bit warmer, they're a bit friendlier, and I think that's way better for me than people just staring at me like they're trying to figure out where they know me from or who I am. That has really, really helped with my anxiety. And also, I've been able to leave the house and go out and hang out with people. If you know me, you know I'm always shacked up in my house, in my room. I don't leave for anything. And if I leave the house, I'm probably going somewhere else to just do the same things that I do in my room, which is sleep and eat and, you know, just relax and talk to myself like I am now. Like to a hotel or something. But I've been trying to get out there and just, you know, I stopped when COVID hit, and I've just been having a lot of anxiety with going out. I was really, really scared about being around people, but that's just because of the things I was going through in that time, in those years. I feel like I've overcome all those, and that's also another major win for me. So being outside, it was scary at first. I went to BND. My friends dragged me there, and it was my first time there. I went there like a month ago, and kulikuwa kumejaa sana. Everyone was there. And it reminded me of how I used to like the club scene and everything. I mean, I really enjoyed myself because of the company that I was with, but I don't think I'm okay with sijui kama na feel hiyo ni vibe naweza rudia, because I'm these days I'm very very comfortable in my space with myself, and if kama unajua hiyo feeling, it's kind of hard to shake it off, like it's kind of hard to allow anything else in your space unless it surpasses the peace that being on your own gives you. So even before I hang out with people, I'm just like, am I gonna enjoy it more than I enjoy being on my own? If not, it's okay. I can just stay home. So my friends have been trying to get me out, and it's been amazing, I guess. It's been nice. Even today, I went out to some place for wine with my friends again. And I had really, really nice wings. And then after that, later, we went somewhere else for beers. And then they went out somewhere else, and I was dropped home. Sikuwa nataka kuendelea kudunda. But I really enjoyed, I'd say I've been enjoying my evening. Actually, for my birthday, you know, I was supposed to record something right before my birthday, but I guess two time ilinipita. And for my birthday, I had a really, really lovely time. I went out with friends again. It was just something simple, and we ate, and they told me happy birthday, and I felt very, very loved. Also, I had my parents show up at my office with gifts and cakes, and that was really, really nice. I was actually very, very scared, because I felt like this year nitakuwa alone, because I just recently moved out into my own space, and I was thinking, oh shit, like, what am I gonna do for my birthday? I don't even talk to no one. I don't even have, you know, friends like that. And then all of a sudden, I was just surrounded by so much love from everyone, from people I didn't even expect. It was really, really good. And I didn't get any birthday sex. I was about to. I was about to, but it didn't happen. I just felt like I wasn't really ready at that time. At that time, I was talking to someone. Okay, I'm always talking to people, but you know what? I was talking to someone, and I was talking to someone that was my friend for... I say was because Isha Kalas. Isha Ziedz. So he had been my friend for a long, long time. I'm talking years. And this is someone I spent almost every other day with. You know, we talked a lot, we shared a lot, and he easily became my very good friend, you know. And of course I started to care about him, and then one time, you know, we started talking, and then I started noticing how hot he is. You know, if someone listens to me, okay, of course you guys are listening to me, you can think I'm saying these things because I was horny, because if you read my things a lot, you know when I'm horny, I say things. But I felt like this was organic. And again, I know I say these things all the time, but this felt very, very organic, because I like to have friendships where I can build emotional connections with people, because it makes it easier to talk about everything, and it makes it easier to just, you know, to just feel free and to say everything. And that's why I love my best friend Curtis. shout out to Curtis. I try to put myself in spaces whereby I'm able to just be myself, and when I feel uncomfortable or like I have to hide parts of myself, or like siwezi sema kila kitu ama lazima nifiche hii, I intuitively just know this is not a space that makes me feel comfortable, and this is not a space that I need to be in. This guy, you know, he kept telling me, he made it very clear that he was always very emotionally unavailable, and if he was with women, it was just to get a nut. So when we started flirting with each other, I had just got out of something a few months before. Him being my friend, we talked a lot and I told him almost everything. So he knows a lot about what I like, what I don't like, what I can entertain, what I don't entertain. And the reason I broke things off with the guy I was seeing before was because I felt like after we started having sex, because this guy was my friend as well, but after we started having sex, he was forgetting how to be my friend. And then I realized that it's like a thing. It's like men only mostly value you before they've had sex with you. And this really, really makes me, it just blows my mind, because I've been learning so much about patriarchy and misogyny and all these things. And it's very difficult for men to just maintain relationships with women, especially after they see them as, you know, sex, as objects of sex, as something they can nut in or nut on. And me, on this other end, the whole time, I've just been trying to find a real connection. You know, I want someone like, okay, fine, you can nut in me, but can we talk? Can you be my friend? Because, like I said, I've been having that feeling for, I've been lonely and I'm trying to learn to make friends and just to throw myself out there and to be able to throw myself into relationships. So this has been it's like a big jump I've been taking, even leaving the house to go out and mingle with people. Throwing myself out there, like, I do it all the time, but it takes a lot of recuperation. So me on the other end, I'm just trying to, you know, yo, I'm here. I'm ready for passion and to be desired and to be shown that I'm desired. And I'm ready to give that back 100. But it's like nobody, it's like most people say they don't get that. Everyone is so used to a superficial kind of relationship. So they always think that the next person is trying to hurt their feelings. So they always want to one up, like, you're gonna hurt me before I hurt you, so that if I hurt you, is whatever. And the whole time I'm just like, please let's not hurt each other, because my heart can't take it. I've really, really been through it in this Nairobi. So, and then something else with where I might run now is that I've been falling more and more in love with myself, and I have standards and boundaries, and I know exactly what I want and what I like and what I enjoy and what I can tolerate, etc. Najezo vitu zote. So it's very easy for me to just be like, nah, I'm not gonna do this. I'm not feeling this. I don't want this. I want out. It's also very easy for me to just communicate what I want and to make sure that I'm consistently communicating effectively, because then again, I know the importance of communication. I know how important it is to consistently make your friendships and your relationships with other people, to make them feel reassured and loved and wanted and they're cared for. I know how important that is, and that's what I'm trying to give. But niggas wanna play me all the time. They just want to finesse. So I was saying, the reason I things katika do the other jama is because I just felt like he was forgetting how to be my friend. Even after that, I was really, really hurt, by the way, when things ended, because I felt like I lost a friend and I couldn't have him as my friend anymore because he couldn't respect the boundaries and the communication that I'd set. And this was somebody that knew me, somebody that I talked to all the time. So I told him exactly what I wanted, and then he did exactly the opposite of that, you know. Then it's like, bruh, I thought we were trying to just make each other happy. Also, I don't know why these days niggas just, I'm saying niggas because I do not date women, but I don't know why niggas just feel like they can treat everybody like these girls they're used to. you know, to talk to people and to get to understand, especially when someone has told you exactly what they want. Do not pretend like you can match up to that if you can't. Just know nini naweza ingia mwanaume kwa akili afikirie naweza kuwa one of his hoes. I don't know why any man would ever think of such a thing. Like, I don't know why you can put it in your head that you can fuck with Roberta, Bobby, and then you fuck with other women. It's so absurd to me because what? And it's not even about exclusivity. It's just about in the way I like to experience sex. And this is for me because I know people are very different and people are just very different. And I'm very vocal about what I want. For me to be very, 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 very into someone, I have to be very comfortable because my body shuts down. I don't know what it's a trauma response to. I don't know. I have not unlocked what that's about yet. But for me to trust anyone to touch my body, I have to be extremely comfortable. I've been through the worst experiences with other men whereby I felt like my body was not respected in the way it should have been, or my feelings and my thoughts were not honored in the way that I felt they should have been, and my voice was consistently diminished, and I would hate to ever feel that way again. That's why I tried to have my voice and I tried to speak and say exactly what I want and how I want it. So even before I get to meet a guy, I make sure that I'm very, very clear on my boundaries and everything that I expect. I expect for them to be very vocal about what they need as well. And if I'm not willing to match it and reach it, then if I'm not willing to compromise as well, then the relationship is not going to work in any way. So, well, this guy, he's a very, very, very amazing guy. He's an amazing friend. I'd say for the many years that I knew him, I really, really enjoyed our friendship. I was very content with King, and when we started flirting, it felt really, really good because it was like, oh man, you know, he's my friend. And then you know, it was exciting, and it was I was always very excited to talk to him, and it made me feel very good. It wasn't even in a butterflies type of way, it was just in a this is so good, because I was getting everything I wanted. I was getting the attention I wanted. I was getting the validation I needed. I was getting the friendship that I felt was amazing. And, you know, it was everything in one. And what better person to give me this than someone who knows me completely? You know, so it was such a beautiful feeling. And this, you know, we were flirting and it went on, and then talking about having sex here and there. And before we had sex, I was a bit hesitant because I didn't know what it was gonna be like. I didn't know if the sex was gonna change how we relate with each other. I mean, me grown up, na mina jo communicate. I was pretty confident in myself that things were just gonna be okay, but I was worried about him and the fact that he consistently kept repeating to himself that he was emotionally unavailable. For sex, I need someone to be present because I can pick up the cues with my body. I can pick up when the other person is not as confident in themselves, if they're anxious, if they're not present, if they're not feeling it, I can pick it up. And normally I do not like to continue if that's how they're feeling. I wasn't very sure about how it was gonna go, but I really, really wanted to fuck him. And I wanted to fuck him because he was becoming so attractive to me and he was giving me everything that I needed. You know, everything, all these things that I kept saying that I wanted. I was like, okay, why not? why not? Because, you know, we're already here and it's been exciting so far, and I've really, really been enjoying everything. And so I just decided, let me hop on to this and see how it's gonna go. So the first time we had sex, it felt like we really, really wanted each other. You know that feeling like you've been craving something and you're finally getting it and you really, really wanted it so bad. It's like eating initangaje ukikula ice pops sale kuna jua kali. Have you ever done that? It's crazy. So it was really satisfying what I was feeling, and it really made me feel extremely fulfilled, because what better person to give me all these things I need than someone I can be real with and someone who's just my friend, you know? So it was such a beautiful feeling and I really, really enjoyed that. But immediately after we had sex, he just started being distant. And okay, you know, immediately you start panicking, you know, you're thinking, okay, did I suck? Or did I do something wrong? Or was something I said the matter? Or and I kept explaining how I felt, and that I felt that he was being, you know, withdrawn and everything. It took me time to understand that people who say they are emotionally unavailable find it very difficult to be able to understand emotions and to process them, and they hardly ever know how to feel them. So when they are experiencing emotions, it's easier for them to go into a space that's familiar. So they try to evade these emotions by consistently reaffirming themselves about how they feel nothing and they do not want to feel and they do not care about feeling. But you see, what this does is that it's like the pink elephant. If I tell you don't think about a pink elephant, you're going to imagine the elephant in your head. And where does this elephant come from? It's because you're thinking it, it's because you're saying it, so it's going to be consistently in your mind. And it puts you in a whirlwind of whereby you're feeling, but you do not even know how to feel, because you do not know how to sit with yourself in your emotions, and you'd rather run into a space that's familiar and that's a void. In doing this, he was really, really pushing me away. So I started to feel like he was forgetting how to be my friend. The sex part, like, what about our friendship? You know, like, I really, really care about you, and I'm just short of saying I love you in, you know, in friendship way, because this is someone I genuinely give a fuck about. I was wondering, like, okay, now what do I do? So something I learned about this from Shazmin Bank is that when people are being withdrawn and emotionally unavailable, even in marriages and in relationships, you have to allow them to be. You have to let them be themselves so that they can sit in their emotions and figure it out, because there's nothing you can say or do that will make them realize that being present is what's needed. It has to be something that awakens within themselves if they want the relationship or the situation or the friendship or whatever you're in to work. It has to be consistent compromise of grace and kindness and understanding. And I was like, what? The whole time she was saying these things, I was just thinking, oh man, I'm so ready to always break up. You know, someone who is used to the kind of men who make sure I'm comfortable and try to make sure I'm okay and well taken care of. It really baffles me to be in situations with people who do not give me this kind of treatment. It really, really shocks me. You know, kwanga like, oh, well, bye-bye. I'll be out. Because what is this? I can't settle for anything less. I'm already spoiled. I'm already spoiled. I get everything I want. So when it comes to spaces where I have to beg or I have to remind someone to, you know, remember to be my friend, it's just really, really crazy to me. So I kept communicating these feelings to the point that I felt myself detaching, because to give grace, and I learned that understanding and patience is really important, especially when you want relationships to work out. And forgiveness is such a huge key as well. But then I was thinking, bruh, break up with people over the smallest things. Like, if I text you and you don't text me back, I'm always ready to move on to the next situation. Like, I'm always done. I never, ever, ever. But you see, this is not a guy I'm even trying to finesse. This is my friend. This is not a guy that I'm trying to play games with, or I'm trying to hurt, or I'm trying to get anything out of him. I don't even want nothing. I just want the friendship that he used to offer me before he switched up. Okay, now that I said it out loud, I'm like, nah, I don't want it. Cause why would I want something from someone who switched up on me? Okay, that's that thing talking. That's that God complex talking. Because it's exactly what I was trying to explain right now. The moment someone does something to me, I'm always very quick to cut them off, because I'm someone who watches actions more than listens to words. I don't like talking sana. Mi naangalianga tu vile watu ni treat na na decide even though wana feel. I do not try to, you know, especially if you're my friend and I've explained and I've told you, you know, what I like. Because me as someone's friend, I try to make sure that I'm as accommodative of their needs as possible, because I really understand compromise. So being in situations whereby that's not being granted to me just really, really shocks me. It's very, very crazy to me. When I started feeling like this, I just knew, okay, this is over. It's been good while it lasted. And it hurt me so much, because in the moments that I was communicating, that was me trying to save the relationship. That was me trying to fix things and begging. And now I'm just at a spot where I don't even have anything else to say. I don't even want to talk about it. I just want to move on. I didn't want to get here. I wanted to fix things in that time. But I guess men are from Mars and women are from Venus. It's just been such a whirlwind for me. And that, I think I was way happier when we were friends, because he wasn't treating me differently. But now that I can see him actively trying not to fall in love with me, it's just really such a buzzkill. Being with someone in bed and they start saying, I can't fall in love with you, I can't fall in love with you, because they're scared that there's a possibility. It's just so crazy, because then why are you here? It's not that the intent is to fall in love, but the intent should be to feel the passion, because that's the dream he sold me. He told me he wanted something very passionate with me. He wanted to have passionate sex with me. But is the passion one-sided? Because how will there be passion if we can't even care about each other as friends? I felt like he forgot how to be my friend, and I didn't know if there was any coming back from that. So today when he dropped me home, I felt like I lost him completely. So I told him that I didn't think this was gonna work out. And I could see the sadness in his eyes, because he's such an amazing guy. You know, I know his intention is not to hurt me, but it's just that for as long as I'm someone who's looking for an emotional connection and he is someone that is afraid of that, we will never speak the same language. I need someone who just wants me. I need someone who wants me and they know they want me, you know. Someone who just knows they want me. Not someone who wants me and wants everyone else and wants the whole... Bruh. I want someone who's focused. Because if they're focused, they're gonna get the best out of me sexually. They're gonna get best me. They're gonna get me to open up to them in the best way possible. And that's what I want. I want to have passionate sex. That just, I don't know, that just blows my mind. Because I'm so tired of the mediocre sex whereby even after we're done, you know, we're just all in our heads thinking, oh my God, how is he feeling? How is it? Bruh, I just want to know, like, we're on a mutual level whereby the sex bangs and everything. And he says he wants me, but I don't know how you can want someone without wanting to know their soul. It means he just wants my body. He just wants the convenience of being able to fuck me. He just wants to be able to say that he's fucking me. And the whole time, trying to give him an experience whereby he can fuck my soul. But he's not even getting it. He just wants my body, bruh. That's so shallow. Like, I can do that with anyone. I can sleep with, like, that. I could do that with anyone. But for me to decide that I want to open up myself in ways that I haven't with anyone else, I think that deserves a safe space. And I think that's just what I want for myself. So I guess for me, I'm gonna just go back to using my dildo. I don't think I want to talk to any men from Nairobi. My hoes are gonna hear from me this week. If I left you on pending, I have to reply your message now. I don't have an option. So I'm gonna be more. But anyway, jokes aside, you know, I play too much. But anyway, on this level that I'm at of my self-discovery, I feel like the way I want to share myself sexually with someone, it deserves a lot more security and gentleness and passion and openness. And I'm not at a spot where I'm able to do that with many people. I'd like to do that with someone that I actually care about. So if I can't get that, then it's okay. I'm able to get orgasms on my own. But it would be nice to get them from somewhere else. As a woman who predominantly identifies as straight, I'd say that it's very difficult to date, and especially in the things that I know about how people act and how certain traumas affect us growing up, it just makes my dating pool very, very small. Because I need to be with a man who's willing to grow and willing to learn and willing to improve himself. And I need to see it in himself. I need to see someone who wants me, you know, someone who wants me enough to just want to improve themselves. Not someone who's consistently gonna be second-guessing themselves for when they get better and they're not sure if that's what they want for themselves. Because if you want to be with me, and this goes for my friendships as well, not just about the guys I date, if you want to be around me, you have to be the kind of person who is always willing to learn and do better and improve and ask questions and, you know, just improve yourselves. I do not want to be around people who want to be stuck in the same loops, doing the same things, feeling the same way, being retrogressive about their emotions, because I've been there before. I've done all that. I know how it ended up and what it did for me. That's not something I'm willing to go back to. So it's very important to me that I date people who are very, very confident very confident in their feelings as well, confident in their feminine energy, and a very masculine man who's very confident and comfortable in himself. I need a man who understands things and is always willing to do better and improve himself, because that's the kind of person I try to be as well. I try to just do better for myself because I know how rewarding it is. I know how good it feels every time I do something that improves my life in any way. So that's what I want to be around. That's what I need to be surrounded with. Not someone who is scared of improvement or is scared of doing better, because already I do not hang around many people. So now, and that's mostly because I just can't compromise on the standards of friendships that I want for myself. Every time I settle for something that's beneath my standards, I always suffer. Anytime I give it a free pass, anytime I say, let me just give it a chance, I always break my own heart. So that is why I'm telling you guys, please do not settle for anything that does not match the things that you want. If you want someone who's like this, like this, like this, I feel like you should just have non-negotiables. Because when you're into someone, you're really going to need to have the grace. You're really going to need to have the kindness. So you need to ask yourself, is this someone I'm really, really willing to be patient with? And is this someone who's also actively doing the work to improve themselves in whatever way, and vice versa? It should go both ways. So if it hits a dead end and someone isn't willing to compromise, then it's not gonna work. You know, like me, something that's very non-negotiable is I'm not about to have Nairobi talking about CG, my man was seen where with who. Bruh, I've done all that before. I've been in those situations. Nimezifanya, nimeongelelewa, nimechekwa, nimekuwa bullied. I've really been through all that. I don't think right now, in the kind of growth I'm in, that's the kind of childishness I'm trying to invest in. You know, I just want someone who just wants to be my friend. Just be my friend and let's fuck to skipwa. Na life isonge. All these things are all unnecessary and they don't even need to exist. All the games and all the... Bruh, I'm never gonna be in anyone's list of hoes. Like, I prefer my dildo to any man, you know? So for any man to ever in their mind think that they can put me on a list and have me and have me as they're having everyone else, it just shows me that they're trying to escape something that they're not really dealing with. And I don't want to be with people who are escaping their emotions. I want someone to be extremely present with me so that they're able to fuck me in the way that I deserve. Because, like I said, my body senses this and it locks up. So whenever I'm not comfortable and I'm not getting the right vibe, then sex is not gonna work. I'm not even gonna get wet. And I'm sure many ladies understand exactly what I mean when I say this. So, mse akikwambia hataki relationship, ni hataki relationship na wewe. Si ati hataki relationship. Kwa sababu, when the right person comes along, I promise you they're gonna be willing to fix up and change things and make themselves all better for this other person. So, also know to look out for, you know, someone can be good and a nice person and they're not intending on hurting you, but their actions are a consistent reminder that they really don't want you. And me, I want to be with someone who wants me. I don't want to be with someone who consistently keeps reminding me how they want me, but they don't want me. Or they want me because of my body, or they want me because of my pussy. But like, mi siko hapo. Izo si vitu mi nataka kufanya. Na kwanga busy, nikona vitu nyingi za kufanya. So when I make time for someone and then they start playing games with me, it's just... Oh, and especially for someone that's a friend and for people that have been my friends, you know, for them to do that, it's it gives us women this feeling for, okay, so when you men don't know how to be our friends, like, you just can't be friends with women. You can't be friends with women without women that you fucked, women that you want to fuck, women that you don't think are hot. Like, what's the deal? Why can't you just be friends? It's really crazy because I'd really, really like to just have a friend that I can talk to and fuck. I don't ever want to feel like I'm in a situation where I'm trying to convince someone to be emotive towards me. And I don't want to ever pretend like I don't care, because I'm someone who really, really cares about people, especially when I let them into my life. It would be such a nice feeling if I got that from a lover instead of, you know, giving it to myself is nice and all, Miss Independence, yada, 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 but bruh. At the end of the day, everyone just wants to be loved. I don't know. My thoughts are just all up in there. So I don't know what you'll get from all that. But when he dropped me, you know, I had started to say, when he dropped me off home, we broke things off. Okay, I don't know if we've broken things off. Maybe I'll know over our next conversation. But to me, it just felt like I really lost him and things had ended. I'm not feeling heartbroken or anything, because I feel like I was heartbroken in the moments where I kept trying to communicate my emotions and I wasn't feeling hard. So I went through the emotions then. Right now, I just feel disappointed because I really wanted this to work out. I was really enjoying the friendship and I was very, very happy. My friends had really noticed the glow. And it wasn't ati cause nilikuwa na dinywa. It was just cause, like, I genuinely enjoyed this jama's company. I was laughing consistently. I was always happy. I felt like I could trust him. I felt very safe. But I just stopped feeling safe anymore. I just stopped. Because my feelings weren't being reciprocated. And it doesn't matter how much love I pour into him. For as long as he doesn't feel it, he will not understand. He won't care. So I just had to make my decision in that split second. And when I chose myself, I just felt so... wow. I felt so free. I felt like I could breathe. Like, I wasn't anymore being put in a situation to feel insecure or uncomfortable or scared. I'm just back to being me in my own space, loving myself and using my dildo. Luckily, if you have a rabbit vibrator, you know those orgasms are unmatched. So I wanted to buy myself the rose, and I'm gonna do that pretty soon. But if someone tells you how they really feel, please toa hiyo hero complex. Usijaribu kufeel ni kama unaweza wa change ama unaweza ku wa fix. Just take them as they are, and if you intend on staying in their lives, just see how to navigate that without you imposing. Let them be themselves and let them do their thing, because something I've always known is that the men who've always wanted me have always come to get me. They've always come to get me. Always. That, like, I'm really, really spoiled. That's why most things to me, like, ata bare minimum zingine, by the way, zionishangaza sana, sana, sana. I don't even open doors. I don't pull chairs. I don't vitu kama hizo, like, nashanganga sana 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 when men just let women do these things. And maybe it's me, I don't know, mimi nazoea tu hivyo. So nikiona team tu hani text mimi na breaking up na yeye juu au ni text una text nani, uwezi communicate kusema utakuwa busy ama hi, I'll text you tomorrow. Hi, I don't want to talk to you all weekend. Let's talk on Monday. Bruh, those are things I went through when I was 16 years old. I don't think I'd ever settle for any kind of relationship right now that puts me through the kind of anxiety whereby I don't know if you're okay, I don't know if you're safe, I'm missing you, but I cannot communicate. Mimi nataka tu mapenzi na good feelings. Nataka tu kusikia vizuri consistently. I should have a story up for you guys on the blog this week. So far, thank you so much for the support on all my social media, Roberta, and my OnlyFans as well, and just everywhere. Thank you so much for always streaming my stuff and reading my stuff and everything and just hearing me out. But I just felt like I needed to come on here because I needed to say all these things to his face. But when I want to speak, I just can't because I feel like I have nothing to say. Like, there's nothing I haven't said. Like, there's nothing about me that he doesn't know. There's nothing new I could say that could show him that he's pushing me away by not allowing himself to feel. There's nothing. So I just sat here and recorded this, and I'm gonna edit it and put it out. And I don't know if he's gonna listen to it, but... Yeah, that's how I feel. So thank you guys so much for listening to the Love and Orgasms podcast. My name is Roberta Bobby, and I talk about relationships and intimacy, and I share my stories, my personal experiences. I try to learn more about these things as we go, so hopefully maybe you've learned something, or this story has piqued something in you. My parting shot as someone that has dated mostly people who are unaware of how to perceive their own feelings and are not well versed with just sitting in their feelings and enjoying them and enjoying moments and being present in a way that makes them appreciate everything that they have. People who do not know how to do that, it's been very difficult to ever try to convince them to just let go and flow and stop trying to control things and just enjoy the feelings. So for people who are like me and feel like they've dated people who felt like this, I just say that something you need to do is to know yourself completely. I feel like I'm able to say that I know myself because I spend a lot of time with myself. So I know exactly everything. I know everything about myself. Not entirely everything, but mostly. Like, if I had to answer questions about myself, I feel like I'd be a bit more comfortable now than I was 2 years ago. And I'd say you need to know yourself kabisa kabisa, and you need to know yourself so that it can help you to set standards and boundaries of the things that you want. Because with this guy, I liked him so much. I liked him enough that I was ready to overlook some things. I was gonna compromise, but only if I was getting everything that I wanted as well, because, you know, situation type relationships or whatever, there's some symbiotic situation going on there. It's definitely conditional, because if I'm giving, I really, really, really like to get as well. So when I'm in a situation where I feel like I'm being hoodwinked, inakuwa crazy kidogo, inakuwa na feel ni kama I'm not getting the reciprocation. And I'd love very much to be in situations that pour into me as much as I want to pour into them. I just want to be with people who trust me, and in that they can allow me to trust them as well. Bruh, I think I've got, I don't want to call it PTSD, but I've got trauma from dating men because I really had my fair share of horrible people. Like, it's only, you know, recently that I started meeting men of my standards and men who are very respectful to me. And it was only until I started to respect myself as well that I was able to attract the kind of guys I was enjoying more of. But like Kitambo, but like I really, really went through so much. So some things when they're happening to me, I just get, you know, flashbacks of how I was treated in those moments. And sometimes I end up comparing them to things I'm going through presently. And it's horrible because it makes me really scared to throw myself into that situation as well. In that moment when I stopped feeling secure with him and I stopped feeling as comfortable as I used to, all these insecurities started creeping in, and now nilianza tu kufeel ni kama ame manage ku project his own insecurities onto me, because he was holding back on his emotions because of how he's felt in the past. And he consistently made it very clear to me that, you know, of the things that had happened to him, and he told me about his stories, I felt it was very unfair that he was relating me to these people, because I tried to make sure that I wasn't treating him or making him feel the way he used to feel when he was with people from his past. And he said, you know, I didn't make him feel that way, but he constantly reminded me that he had felt like that. And I guess I just didn't know how to deal with it, being I wasn't the person who was causing these emotions for him. So I didn't know how to deal with things that I didn't cause. I tried to be patient, but in my patience, I felt like I really started detaching. And the excitement that I had before when we talk, it wasn't there anymore. Now I just be having a conversation with him and I get wet instantly. And now even during sex, I just felt like I wasn't even getting wet enough, you know? And that told me that my body was already sensing that I wasn't as comfortable as I wanted to be. And unfortunately, when a woman gets to that point, that's the point where she's done talking. Like, she doesn't know how to, she doesn't know what to say anymore. Like, she's said and said and said and said, and then now it's just, my body has shut down and that's it. Because somebody like me, I really like words of affirmation and I like good feelings. So when I'm constantly being fed the opposite of all that, inakuwa ngumu sana kubaki wet. Unajua, like, kama mimi napenda kwamba mimi ni mrembo, and then you never tell me I'm pretty. Or say I like reassurance. I like knowing how you feel. I like knowing what you want. And then because you're emotionally unavailable, these things are very difficult for you to do. Unaona, kuna kuna language barrier, ni ngumu sana tuelewane, because how you express yourself is not how I express myself. And so it's difficult to understand each other. It's like we're speaking different languages. But something that I'm really grateful for this relationship that I learned is compromise. I talk a lot about relationship stuff, and most of the things I talk about are things that I've gone through, but I had never been in a very, like, a situation that was as healthy as this one, whereby, especially in the beginning and also throughout our whole friendship, whereby, you know, he taught me a lot of compromise. And I know it was unintentionally, because both of us were winging it and we didn't know what we were doing. Rather, I wasn't really sure of how these things work, because I was learning so many new things and I was in a situation that I hadn't really been in a minute. But I saw that because he really wanted our friendship to work. He was very committed to making sure that I was comfortable. And this meant that he compromised a lot. Anytime I brought something up, you know, he was willing to work on it. He was always willing to learn more and do better. I never had you know, it was always, okay, how can I improve? How can I do better? How can I? And it made me feel so good. It made me stay so wet for him. And I really enjoyed that part of the relationship. And I think it scared him that he was changing and he was becoming something that he was not used to, because all these changes are definitely, you know, different changes. Uncomfortable and weird. But you see, for me, I was also really learning compromise, and it was very uncomfortable. Like I said, mimi ni mdem mwenye. These days it's very difficult, it's very easy, it's much easier for me to spot red flags, because I already have standards and boundaries that are set, and when these things are not being met for me already, anything I do to make me stay in that situation will just be settling. I'll just feel like I'm settling. But with him, I didn't really feel like I was settling. I just felt like I was giving, like I was pouring more into the relationship, like I was nourishing the relationship, because he made it so easy. He was leading. And he showed me how to do it as well, very unintentionally. So it was very easy for me to just be like, okay, yeah, I'm willing to learn as well. I'm willing to do better. And I'm willing to compromise to make sure that the both of us are very happy and the relationship is going on well. And the communication was so easy because we were good friends. So talking was the easiest thing. I could easily tell him anything. I could tell him when I felt jealous. I could tell him when I felt sad. I could tell him. I never ever felt the need to just cower and hide my feelings at any point. I always just felt like we can talk about things, because he was always so understanding and such a good listener. And he always wanted to listen. And like, he was just always so interested in listening to everything that I had to say. And he encouraged me to do so all the time. He was very keen on making sure that I was at my most comfortable. And this was something that I really, really appreciated from the relationship. It just taught me how to be more patient and to always want to do better and to always communicate how I feel, because he made me so comfortable. That was an amazing experience. For the longest time, I was really, really enjoying the relationship. So it taught me that to meet each other halfway, we just have to be very willing to be patient and understanding. And this is the really, really important part, because you have to have grace and kindness and consistent forgiveness. You have to always be willing to hear the other person out and to just be very, very kind. That was something I wasn't used to, because Mimi, I'm always ready to bounce. The moment I hear, Ati, what? Ati, you're doing what? Ati, you're not, what? I don't even wait to be told that a guy doesn't like me. I just watch how they act. Because I know a guy that likes me is gonna go far and beyond, because men have done that for me consistently. So when I'm in a situation that I feel like, hey, this nigga is not really, really, really putting in the effort, I don't start asking questions. I just bounce. But I learned that when I want something to work out, I have to be willing to be patient and to listen. And ningumu lakini nimekuwa nikitry. And if you're someone that feels like they are emotionally unavailable and they're not ready to give themselves emotionally to other people, I just want to say that I feel like you need a hug because you're locking yourself out of potential amazing feelings, and you'll not be able to experience them if you're not willing to give them. There's nothing as beautiful as love, and even platonic love, even love from your friend, love from your friend who just cares about you and wants to see you do good and wants to see you feel good. You're going to lock yourself out of that because you can't recognize love when you see it. And every time you start to feel good, you self-sabotage because you ruin the situation and you push the people who love you for real away, because you always think someone is trying to play you or someone is trying to be shady, when really some people out here just really, really want to love you. I felt like in this situation I was comfortable enough to just be myself in the beginning, especially, and just show my feelings and, you know, give them. But they were being rejected, and they kept hitting the walls that he's built up for himself. So what happens is, at some point, it's like a resentment starts to form, or I don't know whether it's a resentment or it's just a, you know, then I'm not gonna give you all these feelings, and I'm not gonna let you touch my body if you're not giving me what I want as well, if you're not letting me in, because I need that emotional connection to be able to even get wet or just enjoy sex or even enjoy kissing you. So I wasn't getting that anymore, and it was difficult for me to stay, because then I started feeling now I started feeling like I was nourishing the relationship. When he pulled out, I started feeling more like I was just giving, and I wasn't getting back. So I just urge you to enjoy love when you see it. And especially when you come across a woman like me who knows what she wants, and settling is very difficult. I just feel like I have to be getting poured into as well. I have to be feeling fulfilled as well, for me to be able to nurture those feelings and pour them back into you. And if I'm not getting that, then itakuwa ngumu. And I'm not trying to be in the middle of all this Nairobi madness or Nairobi circles. I do not want to be in the middle of that. I'm a very, very reserved person in my own way. I just want to create a safe space for myself where I'm able to be with myself, because even this throwing myself out there, it's such a big leap, and I've tried my best to just be comfortable with that. So I don't want to be around people who have no regard, especially for my emotional health and my sexual health. I need people who just want me to feel good because I want them to feel good, and someone who wants to experience me in the same way that I want to experience them. I feel bad because I feel like he pushed me away, because he kept reminding me that I deserved everything that I wanted and I wasn't getting it anymore. So I had to make the decision to remove myself from that situation, even though I wanted him so bad. I wanted him so bad, and I just wanted for things to work out so bad. But I just felt like that's not where he was at. And even if it was, that's not the feeling I got from him. So I couldn't keep settling anymore. I just had to choose myself and make the decision for myself. I felt like he had forgot how to be my friend, and I was feeling lonely in the relationship. I felt that I was getting sad because I wanted more for us, but I felt like he wasn't on the same page anymore, and he wasn't compromising anymore, and he didn't want what I wanted anymore, and that's okay. Because he couldn't really even say what he wanted. And I don't mean to me, I mean to himself. I felt like he wasn't really ready to be honest with himself about what he really wants. So, walking away from his car that night made me feel like my heart was shattering. It was shattering because I was feeling like, not again, you know. But also, I felt like nilikuwa nishaumia in the moments that I was communicating my emotions. So I wasn't really hurting in that moment. I just felt disappointed that this didn't work out because he was such an amazing guy and he was such a great guy. And I learned so much from him and I really, really enjoyed the relationship and the sex. And I was losing my friend. I was losing someone that I really genuinely cared about. So yeah, that definitely pinched. But I decided to just take my lessons and to accept, to let go, and to detach and to move on. So understand that by being emotionally unavailable, you're going to hurt everyone around you without it being your intention. Because you're going to feel like you're doing your best, but for as long as you're not loving people in the way that they deserve to be loved, especially when they're willing to give you the love you deserve in the way that you deserve it, they'll always feel like they're being shortchanged. Lazima, because ishit ni conditional. Unless enyewe mnapendana ile honestly and openly to the point that you're able to compromise in that communication is working and you guys are on the same page about wanting each other. I guess that's not what I had this time. So it's okay. Yeah, it felt bad, but it's all good. And I hope you guys are able to navigate your own situations in better ways. And please feel free to reach out to me and to hit me up so we can have more conversations around this. And thank you so much for listening to my podcast, you know, reading my blog. I really appreciate the audience. So until next time, bye-bye.